Sunshine, 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Saturday Live with Robbie Fogarty. It's time for part two of Media Wise. It's an initiative from Cumasún na mBan, and with the ability to use, understand and create media and communications for a wide variety of contexts, MediaWise will be here to help you understand, question and manage your own personal media environments. We want to help you strike the right balance to get the benefits that the internet has to offer while avoiding the risks or harms, and empower you to use the skill and knowledge to make informed choices. This week, I'm joined by John Lowe, the money doctor, to have a chat about navigating, buying financial products, using our money via the media, i.e. smartphones, the internet and your computer. How are you, John?
I'm very well.
Great indeed. To meet you at last.
Thank you, Robbie.
And your viewpoint, how has the landscape changed in recent times compared to what it used to be like before the advent of smartphones?
I can tell you, I'm a Tottenham Hotspur supporter, right? And I was over at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium a few weeks ago. And the first thing I noticed when I got there is Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is a cashless stadium.
Right.
I had sterling with me. I couldn't use it. I tapped my phone everywhere. And, I mean, I don't even take the card out now, the credit card, because it's on my phone. I have a, you know, Android phone. So I tap it all the time. And so I've really got used to this kind of certainly high-tech area. And I've embraced it as well, because it is handier.
I mean, like, if you take older people now who maybe aren't as au fait with smartphones as maybe the younger cohorts, it's a difficult thing to navigate, isn't it?
It is. I remember, again, my mum, when, you know, she had a mobile phone. This is going back 20 years now, when you just about had a mobile phone. And we had to put, you know, one was my brother, two was...
Yeah,
and it went
the speed
down.
Dial.
Yes, the speed dial, you know. So she wasn't willing to learn. It's a difference between, I know some very old people who embrace technology and are very happy with it, no fay with it, but a lot of people just are reluctant, really, to, you know, take it on board.
But it is quite daunting, isn't it, the whole
thing? It can be daunting, yeah, it can be daunting. But again, you know, as I said, when you're tapping your phone, paying for bills, it's very handy.
In terms of financial products, I mean, there isn't the traditional bank manager we were used to being able to go and make an appointment to see anymore, is there?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the likes of N26, Revolut, you don't speak to people at all. And in fact, if you look at any of the traditional main banks like AIB, Bank of Ireland, Permanent TSB, you walk in there, it's like, you know, self-service restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, holes in the wall, machine that you're supposed to talk to. And every now and again, somebody will come out, a human will come out and say, can I help you with any machine?
What sort of tips would you give for people now to be more media-wise in terms of online banking, buying financial products?
It's very difficult. Certainly mortgages now, you can do that online. You don't need to see somebody. What you need to get is all the information and all the kind of status inquiry forms, and then proposal forms. Even the application form that can be done by DocuSign. So a lot of it is you can do online. LifeCover. You've also then got other products like investments, setting up, you know, regular stock market saver accounts for your grandchildren, for instance.
Yeah,
and that's. That can all be done online.
And what advice would you give to people now who are a little bit wary about doing that, or how would they keep themselves safe from being scammed, for example?
That's a really good question, because a very good friend of mine, her parents, was taken on, you know, by an advert in the paper, and the advert turned out to be a total scam. But this was like Irish government bonds with a coupon like 3.65. And, you know, you think Irish government bonds, yeah, safest houses, it's guaranteed by the government. But the company wasn't, and it was a scam. And
so, can they look out for any particular credentials on an ad or not?
Yeah, it's very difficult to, you know, something like that. Now, you'd want to check to go directly to that, say, for instance, the Irish government bond. Which one is it? You can check it out. You can go and check with, say, the likes of Cantor Fitzgerald or Davies, so good body stockbrokers, and check: is this, you know, real? This particular bond, and check it out like that.
And in terms of online and going to websites, how do we know a good site from a bad? Is it easy to detect?
I mean, most people will go on brand names, you know. Like Revolut and N26 have kind of stolen a bit of a march in terms of the online banking. Unpus Money are really coming up strong now. They've got a very good offering where you can do all your current account. And in fact, if people want to compare all the current accounts, there's a real mouthful. The Competition and the Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, used to be the old Russian thing, .ie. They're the consumer protection agency. They're a government body, and they check and they look after, you know, the kind of most of these products, most of these companies. So you can go to that ccpc.ie and go to that site, and you can then check your current accounts. All of them are there in comparison.
What about, let's say, avoiding hidden charges or these subscriptions that we find ourselves having signed up for that we know nothing about?
I know. Well, what you've got to do there is you've got to check your statement. And that's a really key part. Even if you're au fait with technology you know, you're big into, you know, your phone, mobile, online, you still got to check your statement. You still got to make sure that there's no funny little transactions going through.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you query them.
What about terms and conditions, John? When we all get these pages of terms and conditions on apps that we, like, let's face it, a lot of us just go accept before we actually read. Yeah. What's your advice on that?
At least once in your life, read one of them, because they're virtually all the same. And you should know really what you're actually signing. And the terms and conditions, for instance, you know, we have terms and conditions for a financial advisor. It's a long list of stuff, but it's all there for the consumer rather than for the entity that is actually for the consumer. So they should really at least once read it. It's important. And again, you know, if you're unhappy with any particular condition or any particular term, then you can either delete it or say, I'm not comfortable with that.
Right, or turn that one off.
Yeah.
John Law, I want to thank you for coming in and talking us through some of those pitfalls and things to watch out for, particularly when we're parting with our hard-earned money. So moneydoctors.ie, or they can get in touch at info@moneydoctors.ie if they've any questions. Lovely to meet you, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.
MediaWise, back next Saturday morning on Saturday Live for another edition with Cumasúin na mBan on Sunshine 106.8.